Quest presents an unabridged recording of Marius's Mules 10, Fields of Mars, by S.J.A. Turney, narrated by Malk Williams. Prologue. Fronto kicked irritably at an errant stone, which skittered along the wooden boards of the walkway and disappeared into the azure water with a plop. The motion of the kick momentarily sent him off balance on the slippery timbers, and he had to grab one of the waist-high wooden piles to prevent himself following the guilty pebble into the water. Why Caesar would choose such a place was beyond him. Almost a decade ago, when he had first marched north with the general to chastise the Helvetii on the first leg of a campaign that had taken nearly a quarter of his life now, he and the 10th had been camped close to Cremona in their winter training quarters. Cremona was sensible. It was a walled, thriving little town deep in the flat arable lands of northern Italia. Food and goods were abundant. It was on a river with good fishing. It was on a trade route, two, actually, which meant there was always access to whatever you needed. And Caesar had traditionally held his court in Aquileia during his time as proconsul of Cisalpine Gaul. Aquileia, flat and abundant, arable land and farmers, trade from east and west and every amenity. What Ravenna had to offer was beyond him. Ravenna, which he'd never had cause to visit during his long life, was on no great trade route, save the long coast road which ran close by. It had plenty of flat land, it was just that a great deal of it was several feet below the water, either in the form of troublesome marshes that provided endless insects, or small lagoons that came up by surprise. There was plenty of fish, mind. Too much, if you asked Fronto. And no walls. You couldn't wall Ravenna. The whole place sprawled across the lagoons in two equally ill-conceived forms to Fronto's mind. Each small island in the lagoon was packed with houses and shops, almost like a self-contained village, usually close enough to the next occupied island that a man could throw a stone from one to another. But in recent years, what passed for the town's council had engaged on a project of drainage, draining some areas of marsh and filling others in, all in an attempt to marshal these various population centres together into one great whole. The place already was one great whole, Fronto grunted to himself as he peered across at the other ridiculous form of housing. There was not enough room on the islands for the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?